changing our culture. My name is Jim Moore, your host. Thanks for tuning in. Excited to be with you on YouTube. On this show, I want to look at things from a believer's standpoint. We're going to be discussing all kinds of topics, so feel free to join in, comment, subscribe to our channel. We're going to talk about a lot of things that seem to be taboo for Christians, for believers, things that are going on in the world. It seems that there is a great separation. It seems like, you know, we have our church world and this world. As believers, we're in the world, not of it. I know the scriptures, but I want to talk to you about, some of the topics we'll discover, you know, books, movies, sports, all kinds of topics here. So, this is our first episode, so if you have a topic you would like to discuss, put it in the comments, and we'll get to it. So, today, I want to look at the title of our show, Changing Our Culture, and, maybe pose some questions. What does the scripture say, about this subject, and just kind of hit on it a little bit. Changing our culture, what does that mean? For me, it's huge. Where do we start? Can we change our culture? How do we change our culture? Should we change our culture? It seems to be there was a lot in the Thessalonian church. They seem to think that the end was at hand. Which that attitude hasn't moved much. We're going to look at that just a little bit. So Paul had to go in and make some corrections there. One of the things he said, if you don't work, you don't eat. Because they had quit everything. They were sponging off other church members. Hey, the end is near, no need to go to work, no need to pay our bills, no need to pay taxes, let's just, call it a day. And Paul said, no, you've missed the point. And that's one of the things I want to look at, because, I live in a small town community in Virginia, Southwest Virginia, old coal mining town, and we got a church on every corner. Hundreds of churches. Everybody's a preacher. And I wonder myself, last week I was working with some police. We were working and we had to have some police help us with the job that we were doing. And one of the police officers who had transferred from another town who we thought had a terrible drug problem. And he informs us that the drug problem here is worse than it was there. So we live in a community where drugs are rampant, alcoholism, people on a check, no jobs, and people don't want to work. So can we change that culture? Can we change that mindset? How do we go about changing that mindset? Do the people want to change? Jesus said, in one of the scriptures, he says, when you go and you lay hands on the sick and they recover, tell them the kingdom of heaven has come nigh to them. It's here. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's a word like a wave, and it's crested and it's ready to break. So here it comes. It's here. It's ready to be grasped a hold of. So can we change our culture? Absolutely we can change our culture. You realize that God created this earth and he put us here with all the plants and the animals and to discover it, to have dominion over it, and to do that not apart from him, but to do that through him, And he's in us, and we're in him as co-laborers together. You know, in our culture, you know, we say, hey, they've taken prayer out of school, and it's almost like, well, they've hamstringed us. And, well, you know, these are some of the subjects I want to get to and talk about. You know, it's like, we can't pray anymore. Well, that's baloney. We can pray. We can pray. So can we change our culture? Should we change our culture? How do we go about changing our culture? Brothers and sisters, it is a must. There was some words in the scriptures when he would talk about the end. It's always the end. What does that mean, the end? See, we think of it, time as linear. And time is linear. It's on this line, you know, starting over here, going this way. And it's always, that's why there's so much people looking for the end, looking at the end. What are they going to do, you know? So they're like, okay, you're going to get yours and we're out of here, you know. So there's no precedence to change, no desire to change. Or we've tried and it didn't work. I was amazed when that police officer told me about how bad the drug was. I had some idea, because I don't think there's a family around. I know there's not a family in this community that's not been affected by it. I know there's probably in the United States, I don't know of any families that are not affected by it. Why is this so? We got a church on every corner. What are we doing? So how do we go about this? I mean, you know, when our church is anymore, we can hardly get people out. It seems like the word church and fun, enjoyment don't go together. You know, we got too many other things to do. I'm telling you guys, it's right here. It's ready. This culture is ready to be changed. It's waiting for people to step up. Now, how do we go about doing it? I'm telling you. We start off in our homes. We start off with our children. They must know that they are loved, unconditionally loved, not only by the parents, but our father. And these things, they work out. But, you know, we have to be taught everything. See, we grow up in a society and we're bombarded with all this stuff, with all this junk that comes at us. It comes in and it's everywhere, coming into our brains, coming into our cell phones and our computers and TVs and movies and all of those things. It's totally bombarding us. And, you know, I'm not saying that we as Christians should live like a monk on some deserted island in a monastery somewhere. We can't do that. Here we are. So how do we go about it? I mean, we've got to work. We've got to go pay our bills. We've got to pay our taxes. We go to ball games. We go to movies. We go fishing. We do all these things. In the middle of that, we as believers can affect our culture. We can affect our culture. We can bring change to this world. I get so tired of seeing these atrocities that take place, and it seems like, you know, in our world, it's like, hey, you know, in the Christian society, it's like, hey, just get me out of here. You know, the escapism theology, I'm out of here. You guys are left for it. No, God put us here. And he's in us. And he's waiting for people to step up and be used by him and let love flow through them. You know, you ever go to a restaurant? You know, I know Christians, and you know, I've talked to people who work in restaurants. On Sundays, man, Christians, you know, they got to be out of church at a certain time so they can hit the restaurant. Okay, they go to the restaurant. If they don't get their coffee cup filled at a certain time, they're not tipping. No, there's Christians, and it blows my mind. Now here we are going, and these people are working. And they're not getting paid a very good amount, so they depend on your tips. And we as Christians, just my opinion here, feel free to chime in, feel free to leave any comments. Christians ought to tip more. I know it's a small thing, but I mean, go there. Be nice to your waitress. It's a small thing. Be nice to your waitress. You don't have to go there and ask her if she's a Christian. You don't have to go there and give her some track and try to witness to her. God help her. She don't need to be beat over the head. She's there. She's been on her feet. She's working hard. The boss is on her. She's working as fast as she can. Maybe she's trying to raise her family. I don't know. She's struggling. I don't know. But we don't tip right, or we cut her tip out because she didn't keep her water cup filled. It's pitiful. Pitiful. So I say these things, guys, that it starts in the smallest things. See, we tend to look by the small things, daily ministry. And see, when we as believers, every day, every moment, is a chance for the kingdom of heaven to come into that time, into that situation, into that place. That's the reason it's always the end is at hand. The end of what? The end of that anxiety and that situation. The end of the worry. The end of the trouble. The kingdom is right there. It's like a wave ready to burst into that situation. It's ready to just overtake that situation. And we as believers in the kingdom here have this opportunity right there every day, every moment, wherever we're at, in the line at Walmart, in the paying for our gas, you know, going in and buying a Dr. Pepper. We have a chance right there to bring a smile to the cashier, to leave a good tip to the waitress. Maybe the waitress was a terrible waitress. Maybe she didn't fill your water up. Maybe she was rude and hateful. And maybe the tip that you could leave maybe brighten her day. Maybe she's really under the gun. So guys, we can change our culture. And it starts, and you see, guys, it starts right here. It's not, okay, I've got to get on an airplane. I've got to go to Nicaragua. I've got to go to Guyana somewhere. I've got to go to the Philippines. It starts right here with us. In our little communities, we've got churches on every corner. What are we doing? Help me here. What are we doing? God help us. God open our eyes. God let the love flow through us. I want to see our culture change. And it begins with you and me. You and me. It begins right here, right now, today. Now, I'm not saying, guys, and I'm not reading text messages while we're here. I'm looking at my time because I don't want to keep you too long. This is just our first episode. We're going to talk about many, many, many topics here. I'm excited to do this show, but there's some things, I guess, that get my goat. And I believe with all my heart that we can bring change. Okay, and it starts. I mean, I don't care, you know, where you're working. I mean, with customers, or you are a customer, whatever, we can bring change, guys, and it starts with us. It starts with bringing a positive attitude in. And, you know, I went to the doctor last year and was talking to this lady, doctor, and she summed it up. You know, if you put your ear to the ground, you can hear the pulse, you can hear the heartbeat of what's going on. And I was talking to her. She wasn't from around here, and she said she used to work in pediatrics in the adjacent county. And she said it's strange around here. She said when I grew up, my parents asked me what college are you going to. They didn't ask me if I was going to college. They asked what college are you going to, and it was just understood that once you graduate high school, you're going to go to college. Now, I understand that everybody's not going to go to college, and that's okay. I didn't go to college. I learned a trade in high school, electronics, and from there I went into the Marine Corps, and from there I got on the railroad. So I've taken college classes. I'm not saying you're less than if you don't go to college, or you're more than if you do go to college. But there's need for all of these things. But what I'm saying is we've got to have a goal. We've got to have an aiming point. What are we striving for? What are we doing? Where are we going? And she said, the people around here, they have no dream. They have no dream. And when I listened to that, It broke my heart. And it brought me right back to the Bible. It brought me back to the scriptures where there is no vision, the people perish. Okay? Sometimes in the scriptures, the word end is used as goal. Okay? The end, receiving the end of our salvation, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. That's the goal. So there's a goal here. God put us here, and there's a goal here. See, that was fell by the wayside in Genesis. But now God has come back with the kingdom to restore. So guys, what are we doing? I'm asking you to join me. Pass this video on. And, you know, share it with other people. And I'm saying we can change our culture. We can bring about change. The Holy Spirit is in us. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we can bring it into these people. And guys, it doesn't have to be quoting Bible verses. It's how we love people. It's how the Lord loves people through us. It's how we be good to people. It's how we understand situations and let the kingdom flow into the situation. It's there. It's all around us. I see it. You know, the scripture says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And guys, I see him everywhere. I see him in books that I read. I see him in some movies that I watch, and football games, and basketball games, and baseball games, and just all kinds of things. I see it everywhere. I see these opportunities right there. And it's ready to break forth into that situation. And God is needing somebody to bring it forth. So guys, I'm excited. I'm excited with great anticipation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's here. It's ready to break forth. Guys, we can change our culture. And it begins with you. It begins with me. It begins with all of those in our audience. Our audience, those onlookers that are watching us mow our grass, watching us weed eat, watching us do the thing, watching us on our job, when they're around the water cooler at work, when we're at a ball game. You know, I watched some lady the other day. I was at a store. She didn't get the buggy that she wanted. And this girl is mad, and she's giving the cashier what for, because she couldn't get the right buggy. I mean, a push cart buggy, and her day was ruined because she didn't get the right buggy. She didn't even get a buggy, and she was mad, and she left the store. And you see, that now falls over into the cashier. Now she's probably mad, and she is going to pour it off. You see how these things, think of the goodness that could be brought into the situation. I'm telling you and me together, one body, joined through the whole. And you know, in today's society, with what's going on in today's society with the politics, my goodness, the shootings around the world, the famine in our land, the famine around the world, the atrocities that are going on. My goodness, guys, we've been called to be a kingdom of priests. What does a priest do? A priest represents the people of God and represents God to the people. Jesus being our high priest, and we are a royal priesthood. And we're here to bring the unconditional love, to represent the unconditional love of God to the people. Now, I'm not advocating here some greasy grace stuff. I'm not talking about that at all. As we go on through these shows, you'll see what I'm talking about. But I'm just saying, join me. We can change this culture. And it starts with you. It starts with me. We can do this, guys. I'm not saying it's some burden, but it's a heart desire for me to reach out to you, to join together. We can do this. Let's change our culture. Let's change it right now. Starts today, guys. Well, that'll do it for today's episode. Our first episode. I'm excited. I'm excited about doing these. We have many more subjects, okay? Many more things to talk about. I've got some great books I want to talk about, some great movies I want to talk about, some great Bible verses I want to talk about. So you got some topics. Remember, subscribe to our channel. leave some comments, some topics you want to talk about. So, guys, let's do this. Thank you all. And the Lord lift his countenance upon you all. God bless you. See you next time.